ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। ओम वासुदेवं रमाकांतं नत्वा लौगाक्षि भास्करः कुरुते जैमिनिनये प्रवेशायात् संग्रहम्। शाब्दी भावनायाः अंशत्रयम्। शाब्दी भावना आल्सो हैज थ्री पार्ट्स। सच भावना अंशत्रयम् अपेक्षते साध्यं साधनम् इति कर्तव्यताम् च। किं भावयेत् केन भावयेत् कथं भावयेत् इति तत्र साध्याकांक्षायां वक्ष्यमानांशत्रय उपेता आर्थी भावना साध्यत्वेन अन्वेति एकप्रत्ययगम्यत्वेन समानाभिधानश्रुतेः। सा च भावना अंशत्रयम् अपेक्षते। दट् भावना विच् इस् शाब्दी भावना इट् एक्स्पेक्ट्स् त्री पार्ट्स्। सि साच भावना हियर यू कैन जस्ट एक्सेप्ट इट एज भावना और शाब्दी भावना बिकॉज इवन दी आर्थी भावना इट एक्सप्रेस दी थ्री पार्ट्स। किम भावेत कथम भावेत किम भावेत केन भावेत कथम भावेत मीनिंग साध्यम साधना अनिति कर्तव्यता। साध्य साधना अनिति कर्तव्यता दीज पार्ट्स एग्जिस्ट इन बोथ दी भावना शाब्दी भावना एंड आर्थी भावना। साध्य इज दी गोल। Sadhana is the means to attain the goal. Iti kartavyata is the way to perform the means to attain the goal. Sadhya, goal. Sadhana, the means to attain that goal. Iti kartavyata, in this way you have to perform. Iti means in this way. Kartavyata, you have to perform, you have to do. So it defines you the method of doing the sadhana to attain the sadhya, the method to do the means to attain the goal. And that is what is in another term explained, in other term it is explained as kim bhavet. Sadhya is kim bhavet. Kim bhavet means what should you do bhavana of, what should you plan, what is that we have to attain. केन भावयेत हाउ शुड यू अटेन दट वॉट एवर यू डू भावना ऑफ। कथम भावयेत वॉट इज द मेथडोलॉजी ऑफ अटेनिंग दट भावना वॉट एवर यू आर डूइंग भावना ऑफ। किम वॉट केन थ्रू विच थ्रू वॉट एंड कथम हाउ। सो दीज थिंग्स आर द थ्री पार्ट्स ऑफ भावना। साध्य साधना इति कर्तव्यता सेम इन दी आर्थी भावना बट देर इज ओनली वन थिंग यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दी साध्य हियर इज तत्र साध्य आकांक्षा व्हाट इज साध्य व्हाट इज द गोल। वक्ष्यमान अंशत्रय उपेता आर्थी भावना साध्यत्वेन अन्वेति। सो व्हाट इज द गोल व्हाट इज द गोल विच वी हैव टू अटेन व्हाट इज द साध्य। When there is a doubt, there is a question about the sadhya, then arthi bhavana comes in that place with its three parts. Kim kena katham? Kim kena katham of the arthi bhavana is the sadhya of shabdi bhavana. Shabdi bhavana has three parts. Sadhya, sadhana, iti kartavyata. The sadhya of shabdi bhavana is the arthi bhavana, which has three parts. Kim kena katham. So, how do you gain that? Eka pratya gamyatvena samana vidhana shrutehe. Eka pratya gamyatvena. Both. How do you understand the sadhya is the arthi bhavana? Arthi bhavana is the sadhya for the shabdi bhavana. How do you gain this knowledge? Because both Shabdi Bhavana and Arthi Bhavana are gained by this knowledge of this pratyaya suffix ita, yajeta, yaja plus ita, ita, yajeta. So, that one suffix which gives both the knowledge of Shabdi and Arthi Bhavana, this is gained through a shruti called samana abhidhana shrutehe tatcha samana abhidhana shrutehe. That is what is said. Abhidhiyate artho anineti, through which you gain the knowledge of the artha meaning. And samanascha abhidhanascha, samadhancha abhidhanancha samana abhidhanam. This we will discuss, I will not explain it now, we will discuss this in Vinayoga Shruti. When we are discussing the Vinayoga Shruti, we will discuss this. There are three types of Shruti in Vinayoga Shruti: Ekapada Shruti, Vibhakti Shruti and Samana Abhidhana Shruti. Ekapada Shruti, Vibhakti Shruti and Samana Abhidhana Shruti. Through that Samana Abhidhana Shruti, you gain that with single suffix, you gain the knowledge of both the Shaddi Bhavana and Arthi Bhavana. Arthi Bhavana being the Sadhya of Arthi Bhavana with its Sadhya, Sadhana and Nitikartavyata as the Sadhya of Shabdi Bhavana. Arthi Bhavana, comma, Sadhana, comma, Itikartavyata is Shabdi Bhavana. So, this is the way you understand. Sankhyadinam Eka Pratyaya Gamyatve api ayogyatvada sadhyatvena na anvayaha. Sankhyadina, sankhya etc. I already told you this. The trita itself gives you the knowledge of singular, plural, dual and plural case and the first person, second person, third person etc. But this sankhya, this number etc. we are not taking here as the bhavana. Why? Sankhya etc. are not kriti sadhya. It cannot be attained. Gunas cannot be attained. They are already there. White, I cannot attain white. I can have white and something. White I cannot attain. Gunas cannot be attained in separate way. It cannot be goal. So, sankhyadinam eka pratyaya gamyatve api ayogyatvat. Though it is understood by this pratyaya itself, it cannot be attained. It is not something which can be attained. Therefore, na sadhyatvena anvayaha. It is not said to be sadhya as a goal. Sadhana akanchayam lingadi jnanam karanatvena anveti. Now, sadhana. Shabdi bhavana sadhya. For Shabdi bhavana sadhya, you bring in the arthi bhavana with sadhya sadhana nitigattavita. Shabdi bhavana sadhana. For that, lingadi jnanam karanatvena anveti. The knowledge of linga, that becomes karana. As the means, echeta, I have to do this yaga. This I can be understand, this knowledge. What yaga? How? Tasya cha karanatvam na bhavana utpadakatvena tat purvamapi tasyaha shabde shatvat. That is what he says. Tasya karanatvam, tasya cha karanatvam, that instrument, that karanatva is not as the bhavana utpadaka. Because it is a prerana rupi kriya, it is a karma which which prods us, which makes us do it. So it cannot be utpadaka karana. The karana instrument is not utpadaka karana. The instrument is not something which is making, creating something new. Because even before this bhavana came into existence, it exists. Therefore, na tat purvapi tasya shabde sattva, that shabda, that word exists. Even before this is uttered. Therefore, kintu bhavana jnapakatvena shabda bhavana bhavyatva nirvartakatvena va. So, bhavana jnapakatvena trudhi jnapakatva trudhi bhavana jnapakatva by reminding you of the bhavana or by handling the bhavana, nirvartakatvena means to by doing nirvaha of, by maintaining it, by handling it. This comes as an instrument. Iti kartavita akanchayam arthavada jnapya prashastya, jnapya prashastya, prashastyam iti kartavyatvena anveti. Now, when you have doubt about iti kartavita, this arthavada comes as the tool. What is arthavada? Ninda prashastya anyataram varam param vakyam arthavada. Ninda prashastya anyataram param vakyam. Here it is said arthavada jnapya prashastyam. Ninda either condemning something or prashastya by extolling something. Either of this. Ninda, prashastya, anyataram. Either of this. Paravakyam. Whatever vakya exists, in this way, it is called arthavada. By condemning something or by extolling something, whatever vakya exists, that is called arthavada in Vedas. What is the use of that? See, sadhya, I know, swarga. Swarga kamo yajeta, swarga is the sadhya. Sadhana means yajeta is the means. I know that also. Okay, I know, that's all over. What do you want me to do? You have to perform. I will not be interested in doing. It's a waste of time and energy. Because I am lazy. I don't have the necessary energy to or the shakti power to do the karma. Or I don't have shraddha in the shastra. How do I believe? How can I trust this karma? So, for this, to negate this, to make you do this, there is a carrot which is hung in front of you. To make you do this karma. Which is like yesterday I said, Vayavyam Shvetam Alabhet Bhuti Kamaha Vibhuti Kamaha. One who is desirous of Vibhuti greatness or land, what he has to do? Vayavyam, for the Vayu, for the Vayu, deity Vayu, air deity, Shvetam Alabhet. One should have to use a white cow as a sacrifice. For Vayu deity, one should have to perform the yaga with white cow as the sacrifice. If one is desirous, one desires to gain the wealth. Right, I know. White cow for Vayu will give me wealth. I know this. But I don't want to do it. I am lazy. So, the Arthavada Vakya comes into picture. It says, Vayu Vaik Shepishta Devata. You know, Vayu Vaik Shepishta Devata. What does it mean? Vayu, Vai, definitely. Vayu is a Kshepishta Devata. Is a Devata, is a deity which is faster, which will give you results fast. Now I may be tempted to do this karma. Because Vayu will give faster results. Instead of other karmas, I will do this Vayu Yaga. To please Vayu, to gain this result. So, iti kartavata akanchayan arthavada jnapya prashastyam iti kartavyatta tena anveti. So, this vakya will come as a kind of tip for me to work harder to perform that yaga. Arthi bhavana lakshanam. So, arthi bhavana, we saw shabdi bhavana. The sadhya is arthi bhavana. What is arthi bhavana? So, we are defining arthi bhavana. Prayojana iccha janita kriya vishaya vyaparaha arthi bhavana. Sacha akhyata tamshena uchyate akhyata samanyasi vyapara vachitvat. So, there we saw this Shabdi Bhavana is understood through the Ling Amsha. Sadhi Sadhana Nirmaka Shabdi Bhavani Tivavati Krishnishtatvat Lingadi Shabdanishta Eva Ata Eva Shabdi Bhavana Iti Uchate. That Lingadi Shabdanishta, whatever exists in the Ling Amsha, that is accepted to be Shabdi Bhavana. Now, this Arthi Bhavana exists in the same Pratyaya suffix, but in the Akhyata Amsha. That Amsha which makes me understand the purport of the text. Which we see. Prayojana Iccha Janita. Prayojana, the Sadhya, the result which I want to gain. The desire for that result, Iccha Janita. Because of that, Kriya Vishaya Vyapara. Whatever I perform, that is called Arthi Bhavana. Whatever the function I perform to gain the result, because of that interest in result, whatever I perform, that is called Arthi Bhavana. Because of the interest in the result, whatever I perform, that is called Arthi Bhavana. So, for gaining the result, not for something else. So, sa cha akhyat amsha na uchate. That is understood by the akhyat amsha of the pratyaya of the suffix. Akhyata samanyasya vyapara vachitvat. Why it is understood by the akhyata amsha? Because what is akhyata amsha? Akhyata amsha, only through the akhyata amsha I understand, I gain the knowledge that it makes me do this kind of transaction. I understand only from the akhyata amsha. From the linga amsha I understand it is ordering me. Ordering me for what? To do this kind of transaction. I understand only from the anaya, bring. So, I understand only from the akhyata amsha. So, arthi bhavanaya amshatam. That arthi bhavana is also of three parts. Sadhi amshatrayam apekshate sadhyam sadhanam iti kartavyatam cha. Like in the shadhi bhavana, sadhya sadhana iti kartavyata is existing in the arthi bhavana also. Sacha kim bhavet, kena bhavet, katham bhavet iti. That also is in the same way as in the shabdi bhavana, svisha in the sasa, in the shabdi bhavana, kim bhavet, what should I do bhavana of, kena bhavet, with what should I do this bhavana? And katham bhavet, how should I do this, with which what I should do bhavana of? Kim bhavet is the sadhya. What should I do bhavana of the object? Kena bhavet is with what should I do bhavana of? With which instrument, which karma should I do bhavana of the sadhya? Katham bhavet is how should I do this sadhana with what? That sadhana to attain this sadhya. So, statra sadhya akanshayam, when I have the doubt in the sadhya, then swargadi phalam sadhyatvena anveti, swarga etc. That result, what should I do? Kim bhavet, what should I do? What should I do bhavana of? Then the swarga etc. comes under that question. Kim bhavet, swarga is the what? Swarga etc. are the results which you have to desire for. Swarga etc. Why swarga etc.? We know shastra is not limited to swarga, heaven. You will gain heaven. That is not what it is limited to. It also gives you means to gain, methods to gain the other worldly things also. Bhuti kamaha, putra kamaha, ishti kamaha, kariri kamaha. So there are so many yagas for different results. So, whatever the result may be, that is the sadhya. So, sadhyatvena anveti, that result, swarga etc., that comes as the sadhya, as that which has to be attained, the goal. And, sadhana akanshayam, what is that method means to attain the swarga etc., heaven etc.? For that, yagadi karanatvena anveti, yaga etc. comes as an instrument. To attain the sadhya. Yaga etc. again. Dana is also sometimes gives you the result. Homa, guna kriya. This also gives you the knowledge and the means to gain the swarga. So they also come with yaga as an instrument to gain the swarga etc.